بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, we find that it is Shaitan's plan and he attempts to make us negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Shaitan looks for every opportunity to make us ghafil of Allah Rabbul Izzat, to make us become heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the narrations it has been mentioned, the Shaitan sits in front of the person's heart, he squats, and he waits to insinuate and cast whisperings into the heart of man, waswasa. When a person makes the dhikr of Allah, he remembers Allah, then that repels shaitan. So one of the virtuous blessings or the effects of dhikrullah is it pushes away shaitan. It repels shaitan. The atharat, the shaitani atharat become za'il, as our mashayikh have mentioned. Shaitani atharat zail hota hai. Through zikrullah, all those shaitani waswasa, shaitan tempts a person towards guna, towards sin, towards haram. He will lure a person towards zina, towards riba, towards gambling, towards consuming some haram, towards making a haram deal, towards listening to music, various types of sins. He will cause mischief and havoc in the world. He'll make husband and wife fight. He'll make brother and sister fight, cause disunity in the ummah. This is shaitan's endeavor. He has taken an oath to mislead mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind. Allah is so kind that we, when we take the name Allah, any dhikr we make of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then shaitan is discarded, he is repelled. And therefore, in the Quran, he is regarded as al-khannas, the slinking prompter. He comes, he prompts, he tries to insinuate, but the moment the person makes the dhikr of Allah, he becomes a dhakir, shaitan is chased away. When adhan is called out, adbara shaitan, shaitan flees, he cannot tolerate hearing the name of Allah. After adhan, he comes back. When iqama takes place again, he flees. So when dhikrullah is taking place, when a person makes the dhikr of Allah, then he is pushing away shaitan. He is chasing away shaitan. What a great benefit. And therefore, it is mentioned in so many ahadith and in the virtues of dhikrullah, that when a person is making the dhikr of Allah, he's getting what? The ma'iyat of Allah. The presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fadhkuruni azkurkum. You remember me, I will remember you. My banda is with me. Wa Allah says in the hadith al-Qudsi, wa ana ma'ahu idha dhakarani. When my banda makes my dhikr, mein unke saath hota hu. I become with him. We get the ma'iyat of Allah. The closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When that happens, the heart of the dhakir becomes soft. Dil naram hota hai. The heart becomes soft. When this heart becomes soft, what does it mean? The filth that has accumulated on our heart, the different maladies, the spiritual maladies, the batini bimariya, the different types of sicknesses, the illnesses we have, pride, jealousy, anger, whatever it is, all those things are now thrown out of the heart. The heart is now becoming washed, cleansed, pure, like we mentioned the hadith the other day so many times, that everything has a polish, and the polish of the heart is dhikrullah. So now the heart is getting cleansed and purified. Why? Because it has softened. لا تكثروا الكلام إلا بذكر الله. In one riwayat it mentioned, do not speak excessively except with taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikrullah you make excessively. Because a person who talks a lot, this will harden his heart. It will make his heart very hard. And the heart which is hard is most distance away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's called in hadith, al-qalbul qasi. That heart which is far, which is very hard. Why it is hard? Because no dhikr of Allah has taken place. Dhikr makes the heart soft. No dhikr, the heart will become hard and bad because of excessive talking of dunya, futile matters. We haven't taken the name Allah. In fact, it is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Any gathering, we are meeting, friends are talking together, or you have gathered for some purpose in some home, or wherever, in a factory, workplace, whatever it is. And when the dhikr of Allah is not taken, not Allah's name is not mentioned, especially the end of the gathering, then the people have risen from that gathering like as though they have risen from a dead donkey, from the carrion of a donkey, which is smelling. On the day of Qiyamah, it will become hasrat, a source of regret for those people, why they did not take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dhikrullah softens the heart. And the heart which has become hard, because it is void of dhikrullah, becomes far away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So see the effects of dhikrullah. It will make the heart soft. It will remove all the filth from the heart. It will make the person gain the closeness of Allah and the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person gets the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will guide him. Allah will protect him. Allah will assist him. Allah will show him the right path. When he is now tempted by shaitan, by nafs, then immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will intervene. Allah will come in between. And Allah will help him. Allah will give him that himmat and courage to refrain from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because now he is gaining some noor in his heart. He is gaining the marifat of Allah. The greatness of Allah, the azmat of Allah is coming into his heart. And now the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now becoming stronger and stronger and stronger. And if there is some guna that the person, when he slips and he commits a sin, Allah gives him the tawfiq out of his kindness for this person because he is a zakir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the tawfiq of making tawbah immediately. And he feels that nadamat and pain. Otherwise, a person who is heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah forbid, Allah protect us from becoming ghafileen. Allah always keep us from the zakireen. And that person who is ghafil all the time, it makes no difference to him when he disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His sins are piling up, just accumulating, and is getting more heavier and heavier and heavier. So his entire heart has become engulfed with sins. So the more he becomes heedless and he commits sin, it makes no difference to him. But when a person's heart is pure, you took a nice pure jar or a jug or a glass and you're making sure that everything is clean and the water that you have poured is absolutely pure and clean. And one small little bit of dust just settles on the glass. Immediately you wipe it out. You don't want any dirt to enter into that glass. So that is how a zakir will be so concerned now that no dirt, no filth, no guna must enter his heart. The moment it is entering, he's making tawbah, istighfar. He's making the dhikrullah, making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and eradicating that sin that has come onto his heart, that rust that has come into his heart. May Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq and hidayat to make his dhikr every single day of our life. These dhikr majalis are actually majlis of tawbah, istighfar, ruju' ila Allah, tawbah, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like how it is mentioned. The angels, when they go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after attending and being present in the gathering of dhikr, and Allah asks them, what are my banda doing? They say, Allah, they are making your dhikr. Allah ta'ala boasts to the angels about those who are taking his name in this world. May Allah ta'ala make us his true servants. May Allah ta'ala make us true zakireen and shakireen. Allah has blessed us with so many ni'mats. And Allah ta'ala is giving us the chance to take his mubarak name. Imagine, our tongues are so filthy. And Allah is allowing us to take his blessed name. So may Allah ta'ala make us to true remembers and true ushaq and lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Besides Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. ponder over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikrullah should be made to the best of our ability as far as concentration is concerned. We don't have to ponder too much and reflect too much. But at least think of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Feel Allah's presence. Feel Allah's might, Allah's supremacy. Allah is our Allah. There is no deity worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many favors Allah has given us. Allah has given us food to eat. Allah has given us water to drink. Allah has given us clothing. Allah has given us comfort. Allah has given us so much. The greatest thing Allah has given us, iman. Had it not been for this iman, we would not have been taking Allah's name. And Allah made us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah has given us the tawfiq of coming to his masjid. And Allah is now giving us the tawfiq of taking his mubarak name. Think of all those days when we had different types of calamities and problems, and whether it was some sickness, whether it was financial problem, social problem, whatever it was, who came to our rescue? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He removed that problem. So Allah has given us so many favors. Think of the sky and the earth. Who created the sky and the earth? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The entire universe, the trees, the animals, the insects, the birds, jinn, mankind, the angels. Everything has been created by Allah, who is Rabbul Alameen. Dunya belongs to Allah. Akhirat belongs to Allah. Jannat belongs to Allah. Jahannam belongs to Allah. So think of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how kind Allah is. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه. الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله يا الله ماري غناكم معا فرما ماري خطاؤكم معا فرما إلا هم كمزور ہے منعگار ہے مجرم ہے يا الله ہم معافی چاہتے ہیں يا الله we ask you for forgiveness my Allah there is no other person who can forgive us but you my Allah يا الله you have written on your arsh that your rahmat supersedes your anger my Allah يا الله we beseech your help my Allah we are begging you my Allah Ya Allah, guide us, help us, protect us, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you are going to abandon us, my Allah, then we are going to be losers in dunya, qabr and akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have hopes in you, my Allah. You have mentioned in the Quran, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ Ya Allah, your kalami paak, Ya Allah, your words, Ya Allah, it is haq. Ya Allah, you never go against your words, my Allah. Your promise is there, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us. We know we have wrong, my Allah. We have not learned from our mistakes. Forgive us. Ya Allah, you have done so much for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have done so much for us. You actually made us, Ya Allah, you chose us to be the ummah of your most beloved Nabi paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you have given us be-shumar ni'mat, my Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us more and more tawfiq of doing good deeds, my Allah. Protect us from all haram. Protect us from your disobedience, Ya Allah. Strengthen our iman, Ya Allah. Make us live with iman. Ya Allah, make us die with iman. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them calm, will shifa. Ya Allah, there are so many still sick, my Allah. They've got different illnesses, my Allah. Ey Maliki Kareem, my Allah, grant each and every one of them calm, mil shifa. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. So many people have lost, passed away, my Allah. Ey Maliki Kareem, ya Allah, give them the highest of stages in jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us also mawtul iman, my Allah. Mawtul Madina Sharif, baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, open your doors of Haramain Sharifin for us. Ya Allah, we've recited durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we know the angel has passed on and taken away and transported this durood and salam from us to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make him be happy with us. Ya Allah, give us a tawfiq of standing before his Rosa Mubarak and then making salam. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, Jannatul Baqi, give us, Ya Allah, the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah and the Holy Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands. Make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect us, our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny. Allah, protect the entire ummah from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. Allah, protect us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitna of Dajjal. Ya Allah, if Dajjal is to appear, my Allah, don't make us fall into the trap of Dajjal and the deception of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us have a complete kamil iman, my Allah. Make us be able to see the kafara on his forehead, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be in the group of Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, if we are not living, our children, our grandchildren, Ya Allah, somebody from our progeny, my Allah, make them be amongst the mu'mineen, my Allah. Protect us from all the different trials and tribulations that are taking place, will take place, Ya Allah, till the day of Qiyamah. Don't make us become involved in any of those fitna, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us. Protect our masajid, my Allah. Our madaris, our makatib, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the tabligh jamaat, the effort they are making, accept it, my Allah. The mashayikh and the khankas, the hifz classes, the different organizations. The Darul Uloom, my Allah. Ya Allah, to sabki hifazat farma. Grant all of us ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Ya Allah, these are mubarak months, Ya Allah. For Rajab and then Shaaban, Ramadan. Make us see these months, Ya Allah, in a good condition.
Ya Allah, this Ramadan, Ya Allah, don't make it be said that all masajid are closed. Ya Malik Ikareem, Ya Allah, we can only beg from you, my Allah. Perhaps there's one person sitting here, some mother or sister with sincerity, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. It is our gunas that we have brought this upon ourselves. Ya Allah, we cannot spend another Ramadan like the previous year, my Allah. Make your doors be open, my Allah, without any regulation or pabandi upon us whatsoever. Ya Allah, we have read La ilaha illallah. There is no other qudrat, no power, my Allah. There is nobody more greater than you, my Allah. You just say kun for your kun, my Allah. If you wish, my Allah, this entire pandemic can come to an end completely at this very moment, my Allah. Nobody can stop you, my Allah. Nobody can question you, my Allah. Everything is in your control, my Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you for khair, my Allah. Protect us from sharr, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers have, our sisters have, our mothers have, Ya Allah, fulfill each person's hajat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got so many things, Ya Allah, that is worrying us, my Allah. That has put us into pareshani, my Allah. Allah, sabki pareshani dur farma. Fulfill all our hajat needs, Ya Qadhi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi' al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-Ghammu, farrij al-Hammu, jib da'wati al-Muttarreen, idha da'uh. Rahman al-Dunya wal-Akhir wa rahimahuma, farhamna fi hajatina kulliha biqabaiha wa naja'iha, rahmatan tughrina biha, an rahmati man siwaq. Ya Allah, brothers and sisters, have raised their hands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever arzu umid they have, Ya Allah, whatever jais du'as they have accepted, my Allah. And all those requested du'as answered their du'as as well, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabeen, maqbuleen. Protect them from drugs and haram, my Allah. Protect all of us from haram, my Allah. Protect us from zina, from riba, from ghibat. Ya Allah, from disunity, my Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.